Get ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm fine, Quark. How are you?
I'm good. This is obviously not Walt Deptula. I've wanted to do that for so many years. You don't even know.
That was fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I took an extra deep breath on that one. Walt's going to be here. Don't worry. I'm not doing 7 hours. He'll be here momentarily. If you could believe it, this is an episode of Road Rage that begins with car trouble.
So no.
So, yeah, but Walt is en route, and he will be here. I did have a thought. Okay, I just did 3 hours. What would Walt say in his first segment? He would go something like this. Oh, God, Ramona. The New York Mets are an absolute disgrace. Alonso, Lindor, and Soto are swinging like Ramona, Amy, and Shannon. And they gave up 11 straight runs to the Braves. And I'm just dead inside. The season's over. It has passed. Congratulations to the Braves. Blah, blah, blah. What Kwok would say as Walt Deptula is that while the Mets are doing that, and I got really upset with some of my friends who, like, our fantasy baseball team, Ben, we have banter. We have fun banter. The poll that they put out yesterday said, will the Brewers lose again? The answer is, the choices were no, and why are we even asking? Okay? The Brewers are never losing again.
The Brewers are the team we should all be angry at, right?
The Brewers, let me just
I'm
say this.
I'm angry that they're playing that well.
Can I just say this? I'm priming a pump for Walt right now so hard. 654-7627, 654-7627 if you want to get in. Tons to get to. Listen, the Milwaukee Brewers are actually bad, okay? Let me explain. This is the dumbest team yet. You have never encountered a dumber team than the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm going to read you what I wrote to my buddies yesterday when they put up this poll that made every single fear that I have in my life come flashing before my eyes. If you're a fan of a team that never has shutdown innings, but also somehow never allows any runs, you will love the Milwaukee Brewers. They always have bases loaded, nobody out, and somehow you look up, zero. If you like teams that require 34 straight quality at-bats to score a run and literally always do it, 34 straight quality at-bats, may I introduce you to the Brewers. If you enjoy rooting for teams that employ an entire position player roster of glove-only prospects who suddenly hit 290 without hitting a ball out of the infield for 3 straight years, have I got the team for you. They lead the world in infield hits by like dozens of infield hits. Little William Quagamush-looking people running around quickly to first but can't hit the ball past the pitcher. Winning games. If your favorite team, this is the worst one. This is the absolute worst. You got the Mets putting multiple closers in their bullpen. The Padres have 4 closers. The Yankees have 3 closers. Everybody's adding everybody else's closers at the deadline. Meanwhile, the Brewers, they only employ relievers that have sub-2 ERAs and also have been designated for assignment at least 6 times. You can't be DFA'd fewer than 6 times to be in the Brewers' bullpen. And also, you can't be drafted earlier than the 18th round. You have to be drafted from the 18th to the 20th round. Only then can you pitch for the Brewers, and you will have a sub-2 ERA. They are the dumbest team in the history of all teams. They're the stupidest team to hate watch because you're like, this team sucks. Who are these players? Isaac Collins. Might as well be William Quackenbush or Seminole Ted, who's on hold. Sal Frelick is like a gap-to-gap hitter. He should be hitting 9th. He's hitting like upper third for this team. Then they're the dumbest team that Gotterman has ever seen, and yet they win every night.
They are 23rd in payroll in the majors. In the National League alone, the New York Mets payroll is roughly 3 times that. $323 million for the Mets. $321 million for the Dodgers. $117 million is their payroll.
What is Juan Soto making this year?
A lot.
Like 50 million? He's making like half of what the Brewers are making?
Yeah, the official term is a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. And look, they have Christian Yelich, a very good player, MVP candidate, very good player. This friend, they cannot keep getting away with this.
Soto's making right at $47 million this year with, and of course had a $75 million signing bonus.
God, once again, I'm not necessarily comparing to the Mets, but if Walt were here, that's what Walt would be saying right now.
Yes, and he will be here shortly.
Yes, he will. Let's go to the phone. We have callers in the first segment. Since I'm only here one segment, we'll go ahead and take you the rarest of Dodo Birds, the first segment caller. Seminole Ted joins us first. Hey, Ted.
Hey, thanks for getting me in. You know, I was too jammed up to call you guys earlier, so I kind of get like a bonus segment. But wanted to talk about the Braves. I was so disgusted when they went up 5-0. I got mad and turned the game, started doing something with my wife. We were watching something else. And then I wake up this morning and saw Faxon's tweet about, am I the problem because I keep watching the games? And I go back and see a 9-run fourth inning. I'm like, really? But, you know, one of my happiest things about the Braves right now is to see Michael Harris just absolutely killing the ball since the All-Star break. I think he's had more exit velo balls of 100 miles an hour or more than anybody else in baseball. And just to see him getting, you know, two hits a night with a regularity again is making me very happy. We're not playing for this season now. We're playing for next season. And that's a sucky place to be in for someone who's been a Braves fan since 1981 and lived through some of those garbage years in the 80s. So I'll take it for a grain of salt, but, you know, we've got the core. We've got the talent. We just need to tweak some things and maybe get a new manager, a new hitting coach, and we're gonna be contending next year. But that's all I got. I'll take it off the air. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate the phone call and the kind words. I'm a little torn on hitting coach. I'm a little torn on hitting. Maybe we'll talk about that on our show tomorrow.
I'm a little torn on the athletic trainer right now.
Any healthy pitchers that aren't just grooving the ball, that'd be great. Hey, Walt is going to be here in the next segment. Just a couple minutes. You'll get your road rage as promised. We will see you tomorrow. We'll take a break, come back in just a moment for more road rage.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell and Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris Built Accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
In theaters now, Marvel Studios' The Fantastic Four is the number one movie in the world.
Yes! Hell yeah!
It's unlike anything Marvel has done before.
We face a danger that has threatened our family.
And now it's certified fresh.
I will not sacrifice my child for this world. But I will not sacrifice this world for my child.
And it's one of the best superhero movies of all time. Marvel Studios' The Fantastic Four. In theaters now. Rated PG-13. Some material may not be suitable for children under 13.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HD TV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Get your questions in daily on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line at 654-ROAR. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I'm heading into Memphis, Tennessee. The one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It's simmer real slow. Memphis women and fried chicken. Memphis women and chicken.
Well, we are back. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? That's all I have energy for. It's been honestly, this has been the worst week of my life, of my entire life. I can't get into the details, but it has. And, you know, you would think that would give me a little bit of a break at some point this week. It didn't come today. It did not come today. It actually started last night because when I left here last night, and no, I was not driving the Jeep. I see a lot of Jeep talk on the there is some Jeep.
Well, they can't blame them for that.
There is some Jeep story. Yeah, there is some Jeep story. So when I left you last night, I'm driving the black truck and I go out, and my front driver's side tire looks really low, like really low. And so I have a gauge in back. What I don't have is the air pumps. You know, normally I have air pumps of some type or another. Did not have them. So I checked the tire pressure that's supposed to be 48. Very kind texter. Texas, thanks for all you do, Walt. Sorry you're having a rough week. Thanks. Very kind of you. I checked the tire pressure. It's supposed to be 48. I know it's going to be low. I just don't know how low it's going to be.
Yeah.
12.
12. Yes.
12.
12.
Okay.
Not good.
12.
12.
Means that the tire should have come off the rim. That's what it means. It means that I was really fortunate. Now, again, what was it when I parked it versus when I came out? I don't know. So by the time I get home, it's too late to worry about any of that. So I figure I'll look at it in the daylight. In the daylight, when I finally got a chance to do it, I actually forgot about it for a while. I looked it over. I rolled it back and forth. I didn't see it. I didn't do the spray bottle dish soap thing. I didn't do it. So I don't know where it is. But it was more like 40. After I raised it to 48 last night, I had to borrow $2 bills off Ramona because I had no cash on me to try and get to a gas station to get some air in that tire because it was not drivable. Okay, it was just it was not. So I rolled basically to the closest gas station, and it didn't take dollars, but they did have a credit card slot, so I was able to use
that. Which I thought was cool.
Yeah, I was able to use that. It took two turns through it to get the thing up to speed. So when I looked at it today, which was like 11:30, and it was down to 41 or something, I thought, okay, I don't have time to fool with this. I'm just going to take the red Jeep. There was my next mistake. They said QT has air for free. There was a QT. Where is QT? I don't know. I didn't see a QT. I don't know. I would have gone to QT for free air, but I couldn't drive. I seriously had to get the first available air, and the first available air I knew was up by the highway. And so that worked. That worked out. All right. But when I saw where it was today, and I realized the time, I thought, well, you know what? I'm just gonna take the red Jeep because it's all gassed up. It's good to go. It's good to go. Right. I start driving the red Jeep. And I'm almost in. I'm on my way to Anderson, and something's gone wrong. I mean, I don't know what, but it's gone wrong. It feels like the vehicle is pulling. All right, and then I remember. Oh no, this has happened to me before. What's happened is the brake pads have basically melted on. It's frozen up, and so the vehicle is basically not drivable. And you basically have to stop. That's two basically's. And let it do nothing for like 30 minutes. Well, I didn't have 30 minutes. All right. So I'm trying to drive the stinking thing, and it's getting worse. Now, the next thing that happens is suddenly the RPMs are going way up and it's not moving. And I'm looking at it thinking, do I not have it in drive? What's going on? No, it's in drive. The thing is in drive, but instead, I'm looking at the dashboard, and the dashboard's saying, no, it's in D1 or D2. There is no D1 or D2 on the shifter. There's no D1 or D2 on this particular shifter. There's the four-wheel drive shifter, and that's it. And yet somehow, because the brakes were stuck, it jammed it into a gear that doesn't even look like I could enter it normally. So it was big trouble in Little China, and I had nothing to do. And eventually I decided, okay, there's no way. I'm not going to get there. I mean, this thing is going to go on all the way. It's 100 degrees, whatever it is, and this is just going to keep happening. It's going to get worse and worse, and, you know, I'll be here at like 8 o'clock at night. So ultimately I decided, oh, I've got to turn around. I'm going to go all the way back home and make some of the decision, either go to the black Jeep or go to the air is low in the tire truck. And so what I did is I threw the air pump in the truck. Actually, I was thinking black Jeep. So here's the other thing that happens. I run in, I grab my other keys, and I'm thinking black Jeep, right? So So I'm making the transfer of all my stuff from one vehicle to the other, and somewhere in the transfer, I lost the keys to the black Jeep.
What?
Yeah. Like, if it can't get worse, I somehow lost the keys to the black. I'm not done yet. So I somehow lost the keys to the black Jeep. And so at that point, it's, okay, I'm taking the black truck.
I'll throw the air pump in.
Okay, and, you know, good. And so I did that. Well, after I transferred the stuff, I spilt my drink all over the front of my pants. So I looked like I pissed my pants, too. And had no time to change it because I'm already so that's and yet get this through all that mess. This is get what I'm talking about. I actually left out a part.
Uh-oh.
I left that apart.
Well, by all means, don't leave anything
out. I left that apart. When I started with the red Jeep, I also returned home because I realized I hadn't driven this in so long that I forgot to put the sticker and there's no registration in it. So I turned back once to go get that. That's before.
Before it started having trouble?
Right, before it started having trouble. So I returned home twice. And then, still, somehow, I have no idea how, I may have driven a little faster than normal at certain times.
You need the registration.
Right. Then. But somehow, I actually called Ramona and I said, play a couple extra commercials. I'm going to make it. I was actually going to make it. And then I got off of the interstate down there.
Yeah.
And where it's normally a clear shot, there are very few cars.
Yeah.
Until you get all the way up near the railroad traffic
right,
light. Traffic backed all the way up to the highway.
You're kidding. I've never all seen the way that back, all the years we've
all
been
the
here.
Way up back to the highway. I had to call you back and say, I guess I'm not going to make it. So
I can't believe that part.
So
I can believe all the other parts.
I appreciate all those texts. Tex said you went from bad to worse. Tex said, "Well, I don't think it smokes, but it sounds like you need a cigarette." Because damn, what a day! Exactly. Tiger Harley says, Walt, the M18 Tyler inflator is an amazing tool. We take one with us off-road. And yeah, I've got a couple pretty good ones, but the problem is I didn't have any in the black truck last night. So, yeah.
I got a couple pretty good ones. Isn't exactly trusting.
They would have been fine had I had them. I didn't have them. So that was the real dilemma. My friend Illini J writes, "What a moron!" LOL. We love Jay. Jay loves us, but he spelled moron M A R O O N.
Maybe it's supposed to be maroon.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is. It really was a maroon. That's really what it was. So yeah. Dick's saying, dang, Walt, I need another saying, you need a drink. Carson's and Strong Beverages calling. You people are all 100% right. I mean, it was not good. And somewhere in here, as soon as I got here, I saw the one guy doesn't like me. Yeah.
So, well, what can you okay. do?
We hate you too.
If you knew him, you might not like him either.
Hey, Kwok wasn't wrong though about the Mets thing. Kwok wasn't wrong about the Mets thing, Ron. He was Kwok's intro was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. Yeah, he held that note for a long time.
He did. Yeah, he did. I was very proud of him.
Yeah, he said he'd been waiting to try that forever. and then he went right into the Mets thing. That was really good. That was really good. I don't know if I normally go right into the Mets thing, but he's 100% right. I would have based on last night. Ramona. This is just so unbelievable. Not only did the Mets, he did leave out one key element.
He did.
Yeah, the key reason for my absolute hatred of all things Mets right now. Not only did the Mets blow a 5-1 lead in game one, where the game was suddenly tied in the fourth, they had to rally to win, or they had to come back to win, and they went on to win 13-5 or whatever it was. Last night, Ramona, they have a 6-0 lead with David Peterson on the hill. 6-0. Game is over, right? With Peterson, you know, the Mets are finally playing a little better.
It's never over till it's over.
Get this, Ramona. Know. Peterson and Reed Garrett conspire. The conspirators. Not the co-conspirators.
They're not co-conspirators.
The conspirators, Ramona.
Yes.
They combine to walk 5 guys in the inning. In the inning, Ramona, in the inning, they walked 5 guys. With a 6-run lead, they walked 5 guys. Are you friggin' kidding me? Seriously, are you kidding me? I could never be a manager because I'm telling you right now, I would have some giant hook and I would just grab him by the neck and yank him off the mound because there's just no, I don't care if it's David Peterson. I don't care about your sweaty hands, dude. That's your problem. You know, see a doctor for that. The whole broadcast are talking about, his hands are sweaty and he can't, you know, it's hot. It's hot everywhere.
It's hot every it's time hot you everywhere. Play a game.
It's hot everywhere. Don't wear a long sleeve shirt. How about that? How about that, moron? It's 100 degrees.
Some
why
wristbands.
Are you wearing a long sleeve shirt? And again, so he's constantly wiping his hands and the announcers are saying, oh, yeah, he's struggling with this. I don't care. I don't care. It's August. It's hot everywhere. Cry me a river. What you can't do with a 6-run lead, what's the one thing you can't do? The one absolute you can't do. You can't walk anybody. They walked 5 guys in one inning, Ramona, with a 6-run lead. This is why we suck. I mean,
this is why you suck. This is why you suck. This is why you suck.
I mean, are you kidding me? He walks the leadoff hitter. With a 6-run lead, he walks the leadoff hitter. Dude, throw it underhand. You have to make them hit the ball. The only way a team comes back from a 6-run deficit is if you let them. If you give them free passes. If you invite them in. And you invited them in. Not once. Not twice, LeBron. Not 3 times. Not 4 times. 5 times in one inning. Who in the major leagues walks 5 times in one inning? Only the Mets. Just friggin' shoot me. I mean, just absolutely unbelievable. JQ Hill says, Walt, they suck or suck out loud? Oh, no. JQ's playing our game, Ramona. Do they suck or do they suck out loud? No, they suck out loud, JQ. They suck out loud. I mean, come on, man. I mean, and again, just excuse after excuse. You know, he's hey, look, stop being a nitwit. Stop being Peyton Manning on the mound. You know, stop being stop going over the top. It's just a baseball. Throw it. Stop out thinking yourself.
Sounds like all he does is fidget.
That's what he was doing. He was fidgeting because, you know, allegedly his hands were sweaty. Again, well, okay, it's 90. Why are you wearing a long sleeve shirt? Why?
To get on your nerves.
Right. A 6-0 lead, Ramona. They walked 5 guys in the inning. Texas Scott said Mets won me 45 on underdog. How? How? How did they win you 45 on underdog? They just lost me money.
He did the lower.
Dexter said, so I guess your 12,000 underdog bet didn't come through.
Oh, no.
Nay, it did not
come through. Oh, no.
No, it did not. No, oh, most definitely no. Did not come through. It burned in flames. Actually, I think Peterson, though, cleared his strikeout number. I got that. Scott Greenville says, I'm calling soon. I think Peterson got his strikeout number. That's like the one thing I hit. There were none of those home runs. Now, that other thing, Ramona, the other one, the serious play I made, the serious play was the two WNBA players, and you know, and I said, you know, one I've never missed on. I said this will be the night. Guess what, Ramona?
What?
I combined a Soto home run with the two WNBA players.
Yeah.
And I actually got the Soto home run and missed the WNBA players by a half and by one. I happened to
win.
I would have won $750 with the $50 play. So yeah, no, you're right. Nothing came through for me, and I should have known better because it's been that type of week. Look, give the Mets credit. Texas said you have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. Shouldn't your excuses just play? Yeah. Well, that's true. Now look, on the season, the Mets have been more injured even probably than the Braves. I mean, the Mets have been incredible. But they're not injured now. They're healthy now. So what's your excuses now? You know, I mean, no. A 6-run lead. And
did they bring that senator back?
They did.
They did.
They put that witch on the hill last night. How did you have to make it worse for me, Ramona? Did you find a way to make it worse?
Well,
they did. They brought old lady Marsha Blackburn back last night.
I thought maybe that's what happened.
No. They brought Marsha Blackburn on to add pour more fuel on the bonfire after the Mets had already tried to burn it down. I mean, it's just... I mean, it just can't be any worse. It's just absolutely awful. Brooke the mail lady says, first of all, she says, does it seem like the cocktail of life is worse right now? Because for us, it seems like it's never ending. This past weekend, a PVC pipe connection flew off a truck and hit our windshield going down 26. Wow, that's not good. And Brooke said, I saw the score for the Braves-Mets game and saw the Mets got beat by the Braves. I was like, wow, the Mets do suck. LOL.
He's rubbing it in there.
They do. I've just had it. And again, to be honest, I mean, I experienced some real tragedy in my life. And I was doing all right until today. I mean, as all right as can be. But yeah, I mean, it was just absolute train wreck. I mean, as soon as I saw him walk the first one, Ramona, I'm like done. Okay, like I saw him walk the first one, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You have a 6-0 lead, Peterson. You're supposed to be like one of the aces of the staff. The one thing you know you can't do is walk the leadoff guy with a 6-run lead. And it just continued. It just didn't stop. It just kept walking guys and walking guys. And then the Braves mixed in some hits with that, you know. And Reed Garrett sucked out loud. He was terrible. He's been terrible. I've had it. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. You know what, Ramona? I'm going to pick out one of these Little League teams here. This one right here. One
that, oh, my gosh. I hadn't looked up.
Yeah, I'm going to pick this one right here, the one that's dressed in the Pittsburgh Pirate colors. Because if I'm going to be a loser, I may as well pick the Pirate colors. Sorry, John Hight.
That was uncalled for.
Sorry, John Hight. Yeah, I need somebody else to feel my misery. So I'm taking them. Yeah, I'm taking the kid with the dreads right here. I'm taking the Pittsburgh Pirates. What's their score? How much are they losing by? Just out of curiosity. How many guys are they going to walk this inning? They're on the hill. Watch this guy. He's going to throw a wild pitch right now. Watch this. I have to go to break. Quick break.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the low 400s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space or save up to $25,000 on a completed home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Tiger fans, beat the heat with Elkmont. Whether you're cooling off with a day at the lake, heading for cooler climates on vacation, or gearing up for game day, Elkmont has everything you need. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is your destination for summer fun. Conveniently located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ElkMont TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Want to save thousands on your HVAC system? If it's 10 years or older, listen up. Most energy tax credits end in December, and utility rebates are available now. Blue Ridge Heating and Air offers free estimates, flexible financing, and $400 off new installs. Schedule today, and Field Supervisor Pete will stop by with your quote and a free bottle of their signature furnace fuel hot sauce. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, your Armstrong Air specialist. Visit BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... That sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Exactly. Let me tell you about my friends at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Ramona. I can't wait because tomorrow we are having Moretti's.
Yeah, we are.
I cannot wait. I wish we could fast forward it. You were begging for it yesterday. You were pleading for it yesterday.
I was. I had to be in a meeting, yeah. And I was here all day. Yeah. I could have ate me some.
Yeah. Hey, it's Walt. If you've never had real Buffalo, New York-style pizza and wings, don't worry. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered. Skip the 12-hour drive to Western New York. Step into a place that's serving the real deal. Look, it's just awesome. Jeff and Luke, father and son. Father's Clemson. Son is South Carolina. Don't know how that happened. I heard some excuses, but the good news is that they cater to both there. You know, it's sort of like a halfway deal, so you get both flavors. So they cover it all. And trust me, this is one of these things that crosses team color lines. The pizza, the wings, all of it. The pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. And the buffalo wings, oh man, crispy on the outside, juicy inside with that spicy, buttery kick and a tangy finish. Served with celery and your choice of ranch or blue cheese. Of course, you're going to choose blue cheese. It's everything a wing should be. In fact, some are saying they're the greatest wings in the country. In fact, Jeff and Luke wanted to test that, so they went to Buffalo to test it out, and they came away thinking, they are. They are the best wings in the country. Now, they don't have 8 million flavors. They're like six specialty flavors. There's a couple you can cross and that kind of thing, but the wings are unbelievable. The pizza is unbelievable. How about this? You ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not. It's like called a rumble whack or something. It's, you know, it's one of those buffalo things. It's a roll of some sort. It's a fancy roll. It's a, you know, that's why it's a crumble whack or whatever it is. That's why they call it whack. It's easier. Unless you're from Buffalo. Look, it's tender, slow roasted roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce, served with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's a must try. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entrees, lasagna, etc. And then Fridays are fish fry Fridays with fried haddock. It's so good. People come from everywhere on Fridays as well for the fish fry Fridays. So much more. And yes, a full bar in family-friendly atmosphere. Yeah, and we should tell you, it's divided. All right, the bar and the restaurant are divided, so you can feel perfectly good about bringing the kids to the restaurant, that kind of thing. It's not together. Okay, it's really completely separate. Sports fans, this is your spot. Ask about the Little John Coliseum table while you're there. It's amazing. Work of art from the original Little John Coliseum floor. How about that? It's really cool. It's like a big piece of the free throw lane. And the line, it's incredible. Moretti's at 783 East Butler Boulevard in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. I cannot wait, Ramona. I cannot wait to get more Moretti's food tomorrow. Can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to that. And I know you are, too. So I'm probably going to starve today. I probably won't have a choice. You know, we'll see if I even make it home.
You mean tomorrow when you have the food?
I'm nowhere near tomorrow yet, okay? I mean, are you kidding me? I'm sitting here in silk pants with a...
Hey, well, at least you didn't get stopped by the cops.
Yeah. That would have happened had I not gone back the first time for the sticker and the registration. So yeah, that's been my day. It was my who had the worst day, Ramona? The Mets or me?
Well, not you, because the Mets were last night, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So the Mets last night. Okay. Who had the worst 2 days, the Mets or me?
You.
Me still?
Yeah, the Mets are used to what's happening.
No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
That's true.
That's so that's wrong. True. It is true. It's so sad. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. I don't know. I just do not know. Peyton says, quit, Walt. I'm going to have to go try those wings, and I live 3 hours away. Yes, you do, Peyton. Start now. Start now. I'm sure your vehicles will be much more accommodating than mine were. I'm 100% sure. Brooke says, Brooke DeMille says, I'm saying this as a true fan. I'm worried about all the hype that surrounds Clemson. I'm also excited about the hype, but what concerns me is, are we all going to be happy and frustrated fans? Happy, I guess, or frustrated fans. What do you think? I think you're all going to be happy. No offense. I heard Quacks guy Brian today as I was driving, and he was saying, I believe he put Clemson seventh and had Georgia one. Again, look, I think Georgia is one of the more unique teams in the country this year in terms of what way they could tilt, and I'm probably starting to buy them a little bit more. I don't know. I don't know how you arrive at Clemson at seven. What really puzzles me is, this isn't just true of him. I've heard this from a lot of people. I don't understand how you can think that LSU is going to lose to Clemson, as he apparently does, and yet LSU is going to finish ahead of Clemson. How is that going to happen? That's not the first person I've heard suggest that. We've talked about this before. Somebody a couple weeks ago, some outlet on the internet a couple weeks ago was suggesting the same thing. LSU to lose to Clemson but finish ahead of Clemson. How exactly is that going to happen? Could somebody explain that to me? What is the methodology by which LSU comes here, loses to Clemson, and still winds up ahead of Clemson at the end of the year when you consider that LSU is the highest-ranked team on Clemson's schedule? So in other words, in theory, that's the toughest game. So what? I don't get it. You think Clemson's going to fall apart after beating LSU? I'm just lost on that. I don't quite get it. Texter said, beef on whack with a 24-ounce Labatt Blue thin slice rare roast beef. I can't wait. I'm having that tomorrow. I'm serious. I'm getting a big sampler deal tomorrow. Yep, I'm having that tomorrow. Dick says, that place sounds delicious. Is it a new place? It's under new ownership. The original gentleman who owned it is basically semi-retired. I think he's in his 70s, and it's under new ownership. So it's they've kept some of the original Buffalo recipes, but they have the whole place has been modernized. I mean, cleaned up, spotless. It's incredible. I mean, get there, you'll thank me later. You will thank me later. So yeah, look, they said at this point, is lightning within 20 miles radius? I'd stay inside, Walt. LOL. Not your day. He's right. He is 100% right, Ramona. If I hear anything about lightning within 20 miles, I'm out. You know what? I don't like lightning.
You shouldn't.
I'm not scared of many things, but I don't like lightning. I don't.
It's freaky, I know.
Well, I just know of too many people who have had bad lightning incidents. I mean, then you see these things like in some of these, I forget where this was, but one of these countries that have, it's a type of, you know, it's like a deer on steroids, whatever it is. Okay. 300 of them were killed by a lightning strike. 300 of them. That's like all of them, you know? And, when my mother was living, this is, some time ago, she lived in Florida, and some guy came walking by her front house 20 minutes after a lightning storm, and he got hit and killed right in front of her house. Phil Bennett.
That's bizarre.
Phil Bennett, the old K-State defensive coordinator, who was pretty legendary defensive coordinator, his wife went out for an early morning jog. She got hit and killed by lightning. I know a lot of people that this has happened to.
I don't like to fool with lightning. Seriously, I don't like it. It's not something I love. Elk might have been elk. Yeah, might have been elk. Some kind of elk. It was some kind of you know, they, at least I thought they were super elk, Ramona, until they got hit by lightning. Then they were less super. Then there are 300 dead super elk on the ground.
That's
terrible. For somebody to tend to. Yeah. These guys whose job it is. Hey, you know that somebody actually has that job, Ramona? There are people actually have that job. I've seen them out there. They're not around that often. They drive around. And I guess they're contracted out. You know, these dudes drive around in pickup trucks and they pick up like dead animals. Either that or they own a Chinese restaurant
like
in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Yeah. Yeah. You beat me to it.
Yeah. Texas, I was in a wedding 25 years ago with a nice couple that were friends of the groom and bride that were killed by lightning playing golf, got under a tree to take cover. Lightning will kill both of them. Yeah, and, you know, they say the under the tree stuff is a bad idea. Yeah, you know, they say it's a bad idea. That's not a solution. That puts you in greater jeopardy. We just saw that. Wasn't there the incident in South Carolina a few weeks ago at some beach somewhere where like 20 kids, 20 people and like most of them kids got hit by lightning?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I mean,
that was awful.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of lightning. Texas said, this is a true story. When I was a child, my grandfather raised cattle. Four of them huddled under a tree during a thunderstorm. Lightning struck the tree and killed all four. 1992. Obviously, it's a true story because you know the exact date. So, you're 100% right. I'm getting a ton of these things. I'm getting a ton. Texas said, Lake Murray. That's right. Texas said, well, I had a cousin get struck by lightning, hit the tree, went through the roots, up his foot, out his head, and killed him. Oh, my God.
I was going to say it's probably because it goes down the tree to the roots where the people are standing.
All you got to do is, have you ever seen a tree that's either been hit by lightning or is on fire that's been hit by lightning? I mean, all you need to do is see that and know that lightning's bad news. I mean, it is. So, yeah, I don't really like to fool with lightning. I sort of live by that 20-mile thing. It's, you know, I'd rather be like inside than outside if lightning is in that 20-mile range. They don't tell you that just for your health. I mean, there's a reason for that. I don't have a lot of fears and phobias and things. I don't like lightning. I don't like dentist office. I don't like the sound. I don't mind pain. Pain is something I'm used to. I've had pain all my life. I embrace the pain, except the dentist's office pain. I don't like that. I don't like that drill sound. I don't care for that. And I don't love heights. I'm not afraid of them. You know, it's like if I had a need to, I mean, you know, I would climb anything. I just, you know, it's just something I'm not going to choose to do. I'd rather have my feet on the ground. Texas says, Walt, look up the lightning strike. Where did that go? People keep sending this. They keep sending the lightning stuff. Texas said, I've buried two horses in Easley the past 3 years from lightning. See what I'm saying? Lightning is no joke, and everybody should know that. Texas said, I don't go stand in it. But when we have a bad storm, I'm at the door watching. I'm fascinated by the power. That's from All In Flynn, who's also a follower on Twitter. Yeah, look, I get it from a safe distance. I mean, you're relatively safe in a car because the rubber tires, you know, and that type of thing. I have no idea what that means, Texter 678. I have no idea what that means. I saw your earlier text though. Really, really cute. So thanks for your contribution. Texter said another true story. Lightning struck Lightning struck and Texas A&M hired Jimbo Fisher. Lightning struck a second time and A&M paid him $19.2 million to leave. That's true. Yeah, that's true. And then you get these people who have been hit by lightning multiple times. You know, it's like the people who've won lottery multiple times, except it's the exact inverse. It's the exact inverse of that. The exact inverse of people who have won lottery multiple times. Yeah, I've not won lottery multiple times, and I'm pretty intent on not being hit by lightning multiple times, which means I don't want to be hit the first time. So I don't have to worry about whether I'm hit a second time. Yeah, I'm not a fan. And the texters, Ramona, endless. These stories are endless on the text line. Texter said, I got sick from Novocaine, went outside, got some air, and left the dentist's office. See? I'm not saying dentists are evil people. They're necessary. I'm just saying I don't love it. I don't love it. I'm not a big fan. Not a huge fan. Ethan says, well, I work at the University of Utah. Let me see if I have that, Ramona. I don't even have that, Ramona. So you're gonna have to clue me in because I don't have it. Well, let's see. Oh, the lines are all jammed up. That's why I didn't see that. Okay. There's my clock, Ramona. It's resumed. Okay, lines are all jammed up. I'm coming to you. Texas 678, who's been a B since the start, is still doing it. Congratulations, Texas 678. Hey, we'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
We know America is in a health crisis. But when we say that, it can feel distant. It feels big. It feels impersonal. In reality, being overweight, it is personal. It's happening to people all around us. And the effects are numerous among people that we care about. Well, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team...